Hi, and welcome to episode 12 of Unlock Your Life, our weekly podcast about how to create a better money harmony. And in episode 12, we're going to talk about the third big money mistake that a lot of entrepreneurs make, and that is dealing with money through emotions versus through a system, having a game plan. Now, often people wonder if you can afford something, and they wonder through questions like, do I really need it? Or is it worth the money? Or will this investment really turn my business around? And I know I've wondered a lot of times along those lines, like, yeah, but another course, do I really need that new course? Or will it really make my business change? Or things like that. Versus, is my money jar that I managed full enough? So I didn't have a system in place. I just had a lot of emotions, and I also had a lot of bills that I couldn't pay. And I know that a lot of entrepreneurs recognize that because we just simply don't like dealing with money. I often even hear entrepreneurs say, I hate making invoices. Whereas that is where the money comes in. So if you want to earn more money, you have to have a system in place that makes it enjoyable and takes the emotion out of it. Because if your emotions rule your money system in your business, then that is eventually going to harm everything. It's also about not wanting to ask for money, not wanting to ask for higher prices. Those are all emotions versus a system. And the system can make the client profit, it can make you profit, and it can make your family profit. So what happens? Now, you have two kinds of people. You have people who don't have money and who let their emotions rule their system. And you also have people who do have a lot of money and who don't have real money problems and feel that they're actually very good at money. But still, they kind of have things like, yeah, but are you worth it to have something? Or do you deserve this, I don't know, this course or this computer or this new office cabinet, whatever? Or is it wise to spend money on this? And these are all emotional questions. So if you tend to deal with money in your business or in your family or in your life through emotions, then sooner or later, that's going to get you in trouble. And there can be two kinds of trouble that you get in. One kind is not having the money or not knowing whether you have the money or not being aware whether it will get you into trouble later. So that's one kind of trouble. The other kind, and that's specifically for the people who don't tend to have a lack of money, but just have a kind of a emotional thing about spending. I call them hoarders, by the way. So you tend to sit on your money and never spend it. Those people tend to get into relationship trouble around money because you might always have enough, but you tend to look at other people like they are the fault that things go wrong. So in the end, talking about money is still a big deal to those people. And they tend to think, if you're like that, you tend to think that you are the best money person in the world and the other people are all wrong. And that doesn't really bring you harmony or fulfillment. And you might have a lot on your bank account, but it doesn't really make you happy. And you have a hard time enjoying life, probably, or enjoying, and not that enjoyment should always be materialistic, but it somehow it tends to be that hoarders also have a hard time really indulging into play, fully playing in life, playing out fully. And that harms your business and your family. Not because you're not good with money, but because you could bring more of yourself into the game. And that would make everybody profit and everybody benefit. So even though it's not a real money mistake to deal with your money wisely, if you still deal with it through emotions, even though you do it wisely, it does tend to keep something really precious back from your business and from your family. And I don't want that for you. I want the world not only to have great, fulfilling entrepreneurs, but I want the world to have your gift. And your true gift comes with a lot of play and enjoyment and excitement and zest for life. And if you're holding that back, you're holding the most valuable part of yourself back from the world. So, how to deal with that? Like all things, we need a system. Now, this can push a few buttons. So, just bear with me and listen to the entire story before you think, I don't like systems, because that's the general reaction I get from a lot of people. I don't want a system. We talked about a money management system a few episodes ago with the jars. And the thing is, a lot of people say, I don't want a system. And there can be many reasons for not wanting a system. What I hear a lot is, I'm not a system kind of person. I'm a free-flowing kind of person. I don't want to be ruled by systems. I want to break all the rules. That's why I'm not an employee. That's why I became an entrepreneur, right? And the thing is, yes, I get that. I'm like that. But if I want my kids to be on time for school, they need to prepare themselves. If I want to be on time for a client, I need an alarm clock. I need to have done groceries so that there's breakfast in the house. I need to have my bike in order so that I can actually cycle where I need to go or have my car repaired, things like that. And if we're not prepared, then life happens haphazardly. And although that can have a kind of an adventurous taste, if you want to set up a business and have a life with your family that's not entirely compromised, then you really need to have certain systems in place. Now, I am not saying that you should systemize everything in life. And that's where the mindset comes in. Because if you systemize everything, then where's the fun, right? But there are certain things that you need to systemize. Now, I like going to the grocery and a store, and I like shopping for food because I'm a foodie. I love food. But I don't like doing that daily with two kids under my arm while I have a project that I need to finish. So I order my groceries once a week and they come into my house and I don't have to worry about it. And when I feel like it, or when I have time for it, I can indulge in a grocery store. But I also have a system in place so that we're always having a decent breakfast in the house, because if we don't have a breakfast, we're all cranky. The same goes for money. We have jars and we fill the jars, and the jars rule you. So if my education jar is empty, I have no money to pay for courses and I just have to make more money in order to fill that jar. So the jars start to rule me. And there is a jar that I don't have to think about, and that's the most important jar, the play jar. That is the jar that I can do with that jar whatever I want. And that is because I don't like systems. I'm not a systematic person. But to not be a systematic person, I have to have a system in place so that it won't get me in trouble. So I have these jars, I have to systemize it, and there's one non-systemized jar, and that's the play jar. And I have to spend it every month, and I have to do with it fun things like massages, and like, I do not ever use my play jar for stuff that I need. I use my play jar for a new pair of boots, for a new dress that I really didn't need, for a massage, for going to the sauna, for going out with my girlfriends or with my husband, or going to Paris with my daughter. Stuff like that. Stuff that is my non-systemized part. Now, if people tend to tell me, yeah, but I really hate systemizing, I really don't want to do that, then my question for you is, do you really want to be in business? Because if you don't systemize your business, you really don't have a business. If you don't systemize your family or help your family systemize things, then how are your kids ever going to learn that they need certain things in place? It really makes life a lot easier. Now, our mind starts, no way, I hate systems. And that's okay. But the thing is, our mind is generally our 3-year-old self or 2-year-old self or 7-year-old self that tries to take over the steering wheel. And I really like to play with my 3-year-old self, but I don't like it to drive my car. If my 3-year-old self tries to take over, I have to put him back in the back seat. Why? Because he'll get me in trouble. He's not even allowed to drive, and specifically not my money system. So that is where we get hung up, because we tend to think, yeah, but I really feel that I hate systems, and I really feel I want to do it my way, and I really feel that, and that's emotions. That's emotions running your system. But it can feel really real, and it can feel really like that's who I am, and that's just my inner voice guiding me. But that is the exact same inner voice, that mind voice, that got you where you are in the first place. And that's not getting you through that roadblock. And that's not getting your business to really run. That's getting you into compromises that keep you awake at night. So by just telling that voice, okay, I'm really glad you're here. I have a specific jar. That's the play jar. You can rule the play jar. But for all the other jars, you're in the back seat. That really helps. That's the grown-up way of doing it. That's the way that I teach my kids to prepare for school. I want them to understand that there's certain things that there's only a few options. Like if they come home and they say, I want chocolate chip cookies and we don't have them, then they basically have 3 options. Either you go to the shop, you can bake them at home if we have the ingredients, or you deal with your emotions of not having them. That's it. I don't have any other options. And I would not want my kids to say, yeah, but it's okay that I just feel miserable. You should have done that. I want them to be responsible grown-ups. So either you bake them, you buy them, or you deal with your emotions. And that's the same thing when it comes to grown-ups and money and grown-ups and business and grown-ups and systems. Either you set it up, you get help, or you deal with it through emotions. And if that's your choice, then that's fine. But if you have certain roadblocks and you find money to be your roadblock all the time, then this is one of the biggest mistakes you can make, thinking that you don't need a system where the system really helps. Now, managing a system might really not be your thing, but if you want your results to change, you really need to start doing that. Freedom is not bumming around in your mind chatter. That's not freedom, and that's not harmony. Freedom and harmony are not saving thousands and never playing, but worrying if you can afford it. That's not freedom, and it's not harmony. There is no freedom or harmony in never paying attention and having surprises in the form of late fees all the time. There's no freedom or harmony in never setting a common goal with your spouse because you feel you will get into arguments or it's too painful to talk about it. There's no freedom or harmony in that. Freedom or harmony comes with creating a discipline that most people are unwilling to do so that you're able to do whatever you like and you're able to understand why you're doing that and you're able to talk to people about it without emotions. That's freedom and that's harmony. Now, I always thought that you needed relationship therapy for relationships, and I discovered that you need to learn to talk about money, because underneath this whole thing that we're talking about in this episode is so much subconscious things. Now, I created a lot of talk about the subconscious stuff in the previous episodes 1 through 8, so if this pushes a lot of buttons, please go back to those episodes or just drop me a line and I'd be really happy to help. That was it for today. And next week, we are going to talk about the 4th biggest mistake around money. And that is no control over money. So believing that some outside source is the problem and the answer. So more about that next week. For this week, I hope you have an awesome week. Bye-bye.